To host of your favorite podcast, I'm Harvey.
And I'm Carice.
And we have a wonderful invitation just for you.
Join us September 29th to October 6th, 2024.
We are going to Brazil, baby, and you have to come with us.
Because we're doing all three important parts of Brazil. We're going to be hitting the cities of Rio. We're going to definitely explore the rainforest in Paraty. And we will enjoy some sun and sand in Ilha Grande.
So come eat and drink with us. But we only have four spots left. There's a link in the episode notes. Click that link and join us for a great time in the great state of Brazil.
And now, enjoy the show. You're listening to the Love is Black podcast, where we're diving in to the ultimate Black love story for season 5. Join us every week for another chapter of the love between Vibe and Brandon. Chapter 17, Vibe. You ready for this workout? I struggle to keep my thoughts together and focus on the words that just came in his mouth. He persisted in his attempts to reclaim my attention. The John Roberson interview was a disaster and left me and Finn in a significantly worse position than we started. The entirety of the situation was complex and awkward. After 5 years, I was no longer the woman he knew in college. That naive college senior is long removed from who I identify as today. I don't get it, Stephen. Who could predict this outcome? I responded. Are you even here? He replied with an exasperated tone. Look around. You dragged me on this damn hike and you ain't even present. I could be on the couch at the Ritz for this. Our driver left us just outside of the Holly Ridge Trail, our best option for seeing the Hollywood sign without consuming too much of the time we had left in LA. The landscape is a cool mix of desert dry sandy patches, interspersed with foliage in brown and green hues. I sorrowfully compared the scenic surroundings with the lush forests of the Northwest. Though I requested this activity, I dreaded being out in public now. I took a deep breath, stopped my stride to face Stephen. He lightened his angered demeanor with a smile and pulled me in for an embrace. Like gates of a dam bursting, I let my wet emotions drip out of my body freely. I know, he said, while patting me on the back. I don't want to do this damn walk either. I got you, girl. We can go walk and grab some pink berry. I hate you. You know that's not why I'm crying. I paused as I pushed back from the embrace. Or maybe you don't, because I have no idea why I'm crying. Stephen rolled his eyes and continued forward in his stride. I closed my eyes to take a few deep breaths and calm my soul. Phineas was exposed and annoyed. Stephen was frustrated, and I was lost. Parts of me wanted to enjoy the blessings this article brought. There I stood in the midst of Los Angeles's beauty, minutes away from the Hollywood sign. I had a driver for the day, on a trip expensed for me to travel and enjoy accommodations in a Ritz-Carlton. Queen Summer has my name on her lips and in her private list for a Miami concert. These moments of reflection of victory are interspersed with defeat. Stephen! He stopped and awaited my approach. I continued. I know that he's mad, but this literally just happened to him. I've been in this shit for a week now. My name is in people's mouth, dragged down the comments of social media, and subject to scrutiny in written and verbal media. When do I get to scream and lash out? She's back, Stephen screamed. Let it out, Vibe. What are you holding it back for? What have you earned in your silence? Not a damn thing. How is it that we go days without talking to have him string me back into some nonsense where he's the sole victim? I vented. At the peak of my frustration, we reached the goal. The moment felt anticlimactic. A giant sign with off-white lettering and crowds of people staring as if there was some glory to be found in the view. I felt a tear stream down my cheek as a faint scream echoed in the trails behind me. "It's her!" a woman screamed as she rushed towards me. I dropped my sunglasses down from their position, adorning my head like a headband, to their intended spot over my eyes. I felt frozen beyond that. Though I could feel the stares on me and whispers of Queen Summer's name, I was recognized and utterly unsettled. I let out an audible moan as I felt Stephen's arm wrap tightly around my waist and shift my feet from the ground in the opposing direction. "This is what Brandon didn't want," Stephen muttered. His voice carried away into a blend of sounds of shrills and shuffled earth. A small mob trailed behind us. Stephen let go of his embrace and held my hand to guide me away towards our instructed meeting location near the end of the path. He failed to complete his thought process, but as my adrenaline raced through my veins, I had a strong sense of empathy. Phineas was a victim of this bombardment and is entitled to want a life free of public gaze and spectacle. Perhaps I needed to get out of my own head about it. "No one warned you two about this side of the 15 minutes, huh?" our driver asked rhetorically with a smile as we approached the vehicle. "Nah, man, this is wild," Stephen replied as he hopped in. I followed closely behind and made it in time for the driver to close the door before our pursuers arrived. As the driver settled in and started the car, he remarked that it was a light crowd. Apparently, in his 20 years of chauffeuring, he has driven much more worthy celebrities. His relaxed attitude to my nightmare enhanced my anxiety. Stephen looked at me and I met his gaze. "Are you good?" he asked.
"Yeah."
"Cool. Just know that you aren't planning any more shit on this trip," he smiled. I hated everything about him in that moment. "Yeah, I'll also plan Miami." "Am I officially on the guest list?" he inquired, anxiously waiting for my reply. I nodded no. "Queen invited Finn and I don't think at this point that you'll pass as him, so I'm probably doing this one alone." "Ain't that a bitch?" Stephen retorted. "I get you out here as your manager and save your stiff ass from a mob, and I don't get to go to Miami? I hope the crowds get your ass out there." He turned away from me to stare out the window. I refused to acknowledge or reward his temper tantrum with my attention. At least 3 hours have passed since I last checked my phone, and I was eager to check in with my dad. I could use some positive male energy. To my thrill and surprise, there was a missed message from Finn. "Hey, Vibe, I saw a video of you getting chased by a crowd. Luckily, you had some security, it appears, to grab you. Are you good?"
"Stephen, he messaged me. He thinks you're my security."
"'Cause I was, damn it," Stephen began. "Wait, have you not told him about me?" I had to pause to consider it. I internally confirmed that I neglected to inform Phineas about my best friend. All things considered, we never had much time to review all the important people in our new lives. Phineas may have friends that are equally concerned about me as Stephen is about him. It was time to rectify that as I took a mental note for the talking points of our next conversation. I typed a quick response to Phineas to assure him I was fine and interested in talking to him once I got back home. There was a part of me that wished he would call after he received it, but I refused to consume too much of my time invested in that hope. The day was awash, and all I desired was to collapse into the pillowy soft sheets at the Ritz. We had reservations to eat at Catch LA, a rooftop restaurant that was frequented by celebrities. My growling stomach would have preferred we stop to eat there first, but we went straight to the hotel to recover and order room service. The night was surprisingly enjoyable. Stephen and I laughed and watched terrible reality television while indulging in several different meals. It felt good to be disconnected from the external, hectic world that lived inside my phone and experience connection with another human. The trip was an overall success, all things considered. It was a moment in time that I may never live again, with a dash of drama to ensure I left with a lesson learned.
I woke up the next morning on Steven's lap. We passed out on the couch as the television watched us. Somehow, he managed to go a night without a concubine to conquer, and I was silently proud of him. Our flight would leave that afternoon, getting us home in time to recover before work tomorrow. I determined enough time passed, and I went to locate my phone. Those notification bubbles that rest on the top of application icons were absolute eyesores. Surprisingly, there were three on my work email, which was odd because we rarely get emails on the weekend and I always clear my inbox on Fridays. As I opened the first one, I just knew Steven would hate this.
"Back to reality, huh?"
Steven asked, rubbing his eyes, awaking. "Yeah, and it's a reality that you're not going to like," I started. I walked over to him so he could read the email as I continued. "Vibe Roberts, we were recently notified of your public appearance on the John Roberson podcast. A media event of this magnitude can be disruptive to the work environment, and your comptroller has made a decision to put you on a work-from-home status for the next 2 weeks. This will allow any undue attention to our firm and any distraction for your colleagues to dissipate prior to your returning to the building. Please confirm receipt immediately."
Damn! All the good shit happens to you. What the fuck am I supposed to do at work by myself for 2 weeks?
Steven asked. I smirked. "I don't know. Maybe work?" He flashed me a side eye. "Says your dumb ass that had to bring work here." The room erupted in laughter. I threw a pillow at him and let him know I was going to get ready and start packing so that we could check out. For the first time, I started considering taking him to Miami. I might never let him know, but that was the exact kind of foul comeback that endeared me to him. I had my own tendencies to be an asshole at times, but it was always supported with love. We reluctantly checked out of the hotel and met our driver in the lobby. He was eager to see us and asked immediately about our first night of sleep as celebrities. It was obvious that I was surrounded by my kind of people, and if not for the potential of misinterpretation, I might have hugged him. He stacked our bags in the trunk, and as we settled in, he asked the obvious question, "Where to?" "The Hollywood Walk of Fame." "Are you crazy?" Steven whipped his head around quickly to ask. "You had a handful of people chase you yesterday, and your response today is to find a larger crowd?"
"I'm prepared today, Steven. I've brought security," I quipped.
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.